Stop the presses, columnist admits he's not a theologian. Leftist Chicago Tribune columnist Rex Hupke has penned a column on the recently released Nashville Statement. His column is titled, 150 Evangelicals Deny Love for LGBT People. The Nashville Statement is a critically important and desperately needed document that succinctly affirms theologically orthodox positions on homosexuality, marriage, and the objective goodness and immutability of maleness and femaleness. The Nashville Statement's signatories include these evangelical luminaries: Sam Alberry, Alistair Begg, Michael Brown, Rosaria Butterfield, Denny Burke, D.A. Carson, Francis Chan, Matt Chandler, Mark Dever, Kevin DeYoung, James Dobson, Ligon Duncan, John Frame, David French, Robert A.J. Gagnon, Wayne Grudem, R. Kent Hughes, John MacArthur, C.J. Mahaney, Al Mohler, Russell Moore, J.P. Moreland, Paul Nyquist, Marvin Olasky, J.I. Packer, Tony Perkins, John Piper, R.C. Sproul, Thomas Schreiner, Sam Storms, Owen Strawn, Eric Tietzel, Bruce Ware, and Christopher Yuan. Pastor, theologian, and signatory John Piper says this about the Nashville Statement, and I quote, "It speaks with forthright clarity, biblical conviction, gospel compassion, cultural relevance, and practical helpfulness. There is no effort to equivocate for the sake of wider but muddled acceptance. It is built on the persuasion that the Christian scriptures speak with clarity and authority for the good of humankind," end quote. Here are Hupke's beliefs about what Scripture teaches about love, which is something quite different from what Scripture teaches about love. And I quote, "The love Jesus encouraged is often distorted in ways that, in my mind, run afoul of what the man was talking about. The Nashville Statement is one of those distortions, a declaration that some love is acceptable and some love isn't. I don't buy that. I'll never buy that," end quote. What must Hupke think of the judgmentalism of Jesus, who told the adulteress to stop loving all those men? And what about the Apostle Paul, who condemned a man for loving his stepmother? And then there was that judgmental Moses carrying on about those who love their close relatives and animals. George Bernard Shaw famously said animals are his friends. Shouldn't people be free to love their friends? I mean, love is love. Who are we to judge? Hupke says that, quote, "Declaring LGBT people and their allies sinners doesn't strike me as a particularly kind gesture," end quote. Well, the Bible declares that all people are sinners, not just LGBT people and their allies. And I quote from Romans 3, "None is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. There is no fear of God before their eyes. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God," end quote. Not very kind by the standards of post-Christian cultures. Yes, Rex Hupke is a sinner. Ellen DeGeneres is a sinner. Mother Teresa was a sinner. Jim Elliot was a sinner. All the signatories to the Nashville Statement are sinners. Everyone who works for Apple, Google, and the Human Rights Campaign is a sinner. And I am a sinner. Hupke believes, quote, "It's an offense to God to not acknowledge that all humans are different, to ignore the fact that telling LGBT people that they're sinners, that their identity is wrong, that they're somehow imperfect, is wildly and dangerously damaging, not to mention a sin in and of itself," end quote. So, does Hupke apply that principle consistently? Does he argue that moral disapproval of, for example, adult consensual incest, zoophilia, or polyamory constitutes an offense to God? Are all behaviors impelled by unchosen, powerful, and persistent desires intrinsically moral simply because someone says they form the core of their identity? Aren't all humans imperfect, and aren't our imperfections revealed in part through engaging in immoral behaviors? Does the expression of all moral propositions with which someone may disagree damage those people? Has Höpke damaged theologically orthodox Christians through his indictment of beliefs that are central to their identity? The wisest words Höpke expressed in his column are, and I quote, "I'm not a theologian," end quote. Höpke, who believes God celebrates homosexuality and biological sex rejection, also says, and I quote, "I'm not even a particularly good Catholic," end quote. Yes, I would say that embracing apostasy or heresy makes him not a particularly good Catholic. Perhaps Höpke's most dishonest statement is this, and I quote, "I'm not going to tell anyone what they should believe or what God wants or what makes someone a good Christian," end quote. And then he goes on to tell everyone what they should believe, what God wants, and what makes someone a good Christian, and he does so from an acknowledged position of theological ignorance. Affirming what the Bible says is never unkind, though it may be unpleasant. Affirming as good volitional acts that God condemns may be pleasant to those who want to engage in those acts, but it is profoundly unloving.